This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, comments or success stories you'd like to share, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side at 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. We welcome your calls. We love hearing from you. And you don't have to have a health challenge or a question, just if you want to contribute to the conversation. If you've got something interesting to say, got a good take, we want to hear from you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised or recommended on The Bright Side, please go to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team from pharmacistben.com, brightsideben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com by clicking on the Join the Team link on our web pages. We'd love to have you on the Bright Side Ben team. If you want to work for yourself, work out of the home, supplement your income, or just get your products at the wholesale price, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470 for a one-time $25 fee. You can start your own business and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. If you or your loved ones have benefited from the power of the longevity products, from the power of the Healthy Start Pack and the Fucoid Z and the Z Radical and the Ultimate Selenium and Ultimate Niacin and the Nightly Essence, if you've noticed that you've lost weight, you have more energy, you've gotten off your medication, now you can pay it forward. Help spread the word, and you can get paid for it while you do that. All for a one-time $25 fee. Call 1-866-735-2470 for more info. 1-866-735-2470. Okay, so we've been talking about glucuronic acid and glucuronidation. Just hard to say. Don't be intimidated because it's a very powerful concept, and we can use this major detoxification strategy, detoxification pathway, they call it, in the body for our own benefit for dealing with health challenges, all kinds of health challenges ranging from Alzheimer's disease to cancer to heart disease to autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, depression. Glucuronidation is a major detoxifier of the hormone estrogen. And I want to definitely spend some time talking about that for a little bit. But yesterday at the end of the program, I got a call from a gal whose name escapes me, Kathy, I think. Hopefully she's listening. We're talking about microwave cooking. And she had said that I had mentioned in passing to a caller that you can microwave your eggs. You can take a couple of eggs. You can crack them into a plastic paper cup and stick it in the microwave, and then leave it in for 30 seconds, take it out, beat it up again, leave it in another 30 or 40 seconds, you get these perfect eggs. And all you got to do is throw out the cup when you're done. You can eat it right out of the cup. You can chop some onions in there and make like a mini scrambled egg deal. And scrambled eggs, by the way, typically are not a great way to cook your eggs because you're using high heat. So anyway, this gal kind of ripped into me a little bit. She's very nice. And she sort of just kind of gave me a little bit of a hard time about saying that suggesting microwaves, suggesting using a microwave. Now, I will say using a microwave, microwaves in general is probably not a great thing to be surrounded with microwaves or too many microwaves. They're very fast-moving waves, and the body isn't meant to be dealing with a whole bunch of microwaves, that's for sure. However, her point was that it's well known that microwave cooking destroys nutrients. Now, I've heard this before, that microwave cooking destroys nutrients, but I've never really been seen, it never really made sense to me, and I don't really pay attention to everything that I read on the internet unless it makes biochemical and biological and chemical sense to me. And it never really made chemical sense to me that microwaving would be worse than cooking. Now, cooking in general, heating in general, is going to destroy nutrients. So we got to factor that in. That's true. Boiling your eggs or whatever you do, to the extent that you use heat, you're going to lose nutrients, even just in a stove. Her point was that it destroys nutrients, okay? Now, I never really made sense to me. I never really heard a really logical mechanism for that to happen. I'm always looking for mechanisms. Any good chemist that wants to see the mechanism before they just read something, just because somebody said something, I want to see the mechanism. Yes, I've read it on the internet, but I read it as an assertion. I've never really seen the technical aspects of the mechanism, the way it happened. So I got on the internet, did a little bit of research, and guess what I found? Okay. I found, there was not a lot of research on this stuff, by the way, but what I did find were things like microwave cooking saves nutrients. Nutrients are actually conserved when you microwave. Not only does microwave not destroy nutrients more than cooking, it actually conserves them. Reading from, this is a paper from the Institute of Food Chemistry and Nutrition in Copenhagen, Denmark. Several studies have shown that microwave cooking, if properly used, does not change the nutrient content of foods to a larger extent than conventional heating. In fact, research suggests that there is a tendency towards greater retention of many micronutrients with microwaves. Not only does it not destroy nutrients, you actually save nutrients. Another one, CRC, Critical Reviews in Food Science and Nutrition, 1982. The effect of microwaves on nutrient value of cooking. Quote, overall, the nutritional effects of microwaves on protein, lipid, and minerals appear minimal. Continuing, it is concluded that there are only slight differences between microwave and conventional cooking on vitamin retention in foods. No significant differences exist between foods prepared by conventional microwave methods. And then another paper, this one from the Journal of the American Dietetic Association, August 1985. Microwave cooking technology, get to the point here. This is really interesting. Quote, microwave cooked bacon had lower levels of nitrosamines, that's the bad stuff, than conventionally cooked bacon. However, the use of, that's not what I want to read here. Studies show equal or better retention of nutrients from microwaves as compared to conventional reheated foods for thiamine, riboflavin, pyridoxine, folicin, and ascorbic acid. That's basically the B complex and vitamin C. You save nutrients when you use a microwave. So the point I want to make here is not to, you know, pick on anybody, but the point I want to make here is you just got to be careful about what you read. You got to understand, people make assertions all the time on the internet, claims all the time. There's so much nonsense. One of the things I talked about before, nonsense, is the idea that vitamin C is not vitamin C. That somehow vitamin C is not vitamin C. It's synthetic. It's not the real thing. You read this on the internet. That's just one thing that I recall seeing here about vitamin C. There's all these claims that people make, and just because you're a chiropractor doesn't make you a scientist. I'm sorry to say to my chiropractor friends. Just because you're an acupuncturist doesn't make you a scientist. Just because you're a doctor doesn't make you a scientist. Just because you're a pharmacist doesn't make you a scientist. You got to think scientifically. Making claims and making assertions is not thinking scientifically. Scientists don't make claims and don't make assertions. They back things up with a coherent and logical mechanism, a way that these things happen, and that's really the point, the take-home message here. So as far as microwaves go, you know, cooking is not great, except for with certain foods. Cooking is actually the way we're supposed to eat, like cooking meat. Cooking meat, well, actually, you know what? Even cooking meat can be a problem. Cooking meat tends to release some of the nutrients, though. But on the other hand, raw meat has a lot of advantages, too. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about glucuronic acid. If you've got any comments, by the way, about microwaves or anything else that we're talking about, or questions or health challenges you want help with, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side, and we'll be back right after this.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com, or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 at Central Time, 24-7 on the archive pages at BenFuchsArchives.com and BrightsideBen.com. You can also purchase longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. You can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the websites as well, BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. And, of course, you can also check out our Truth Skin Health products, which I'd love you to do, our Truth Treatments, Truth Transdermal C-Balm, Truth Transdermal C-Serum, Truth Omega-6 Healing Cream, and our Truth Retinol 5% Gel. They're all up at TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, so I want to continue talking about this detoxification pathway called glucuronidation. Glucuronidation, as hard as it is to say, is really important to understand. It's one of the ways the liver detoxifies and processes hormones, processes all kinds of toxins. The liver is an incredible, absolutely mind-blowing organ in the body, maybe the most mind-blowing organ in the body, along with the heart and the brain. That's hard to say, but it is really, the things the liver does is crazy. It processes our amino acids and processes our fats and B vitamins and vitamin A and minerals, iron, and on top of everything else, it's responsible for detoxification, and it accomplishes its detoxification roles by manipulating molecules, tweaking molecules, changing molecules, and one of the ways it changes them is by sticking a glucuronate on them. Glucuronate is just another molecule. It sticks this molecule on it, and it kind of deactivates the poisons. That's called glucuronidation. Stick a glucuronate on it. Glucuronidation is especially important for the metabolism and the processing of estrogen. Glucuronidation also, by the way, doesn't just occur in the liver. It also occurs in the intestine. So estrogen is actually broken down in the liver and in the intestine, and these two factoids, these two very important points, are unspeakably significant when it comes to whether we're going to be sick or not. Mostly women, but definitely men too. Glucuronidation that occurs in the liver and in the intestine has a major role to play in how sick we will be. That is, the liver and the intestine play two major roles in our health via this glucuronidation, and specifically glucuronidation of estrogen. There's many health issues that have been attributed to estrogen, and I've talked about this for years, about how you got to balance your estrogen, you got to clear your estrogen. PCOS is an estrogen issue. PCOS stands for polycystic ovarian syndrome. PCOS, a lot of you guys have probably heard of PCOS now, but 10 years ago, nobody knew or had heard of it, even though we've known about it for decades. Polycystic ovarian syndrome shows up as, well, polycysts, many cysts on the ovaries, polycystic ovaries. Whenever you have polycysts, and you can have them in various parts of your body, you can have them in your skin, you can have them in your kidneys, you can have cysts grow everywhere, but they specifically grow in the ovaries for a good reason, because estrogen plays a major role in the development of cysts. When you have cysts anywhere, you have an estrogen issue as well as an insulin issue. And polycystic ovarian syndrome is indeed an estrogen and also insulin issue. These two hormone issues go hand in hand. Depression is an estrogen issue. Excessive body fat is an estrogen issue. Hypothyroidism is an estrogen issue. And when I say an estrogen issue, I mean it has to do with how estrogen is processed. More women than men are victims of Alzheimer's disease. More women than men are victims of fibromyalgia. Chronic fatigue syndrome is a female issue. Autoimmunity is a female issue. And these are all indicators of estrogen problems, of poorly processed estrogen. When I say poorly processed, in many ways, I'm talking about glucuronidation. I'm talking about the intestine, the health of the intestine. I'm talking about the health of the liver. Once again, you see that all roads lead to the digestive system. The liver is a digestive organ in a way, and the intestine certainly is an intestinal digestive organ. And estrogen issues need to be regarded as digestive issues and liver issues. And this is especially important to keep in mind if you're taking hormone replacement therapy. If you're taking a pharmaceutical estrogen, and not metabolizing estrogen correctly, you are playing with fire. Even if you take so-called bioidentical hormones. This is where chiropractors and naturopaths and natural doctors who recommend so-called hormone replacement therapy because they think they're doing their patient good by going bioidentical, and a lot of doctors now and naturopaths think, oh, it's bioidentical. What they're not taking into account is if you have an intestinal problem or a liver problem, you are not going to process that estrogen correctly. And that's where HRT, hormone replacement therapy, becomes a really big problem. Oh, how many people do you think have an intestinal issue and a liver issue? Pretty much everybody. May not be significant enough to cause you great distress, but pretty much everybody's going to have a problem there. How many people do you think are glucuronidating effectively? Certainly it's not everybody who's taking HRT, and if you're not doing it correctly and you're taking HRT, or also, by the way, the birth control pill, which is like a mega dose of estrogen, at least HRT, they take into account physiologic doses. Birth control pill, just the logic of the birth control pill is let's just pound the body with so much hormones, it doesn't have any, it completely throws off the baby-making machinery. The baby-making machinery runs on hormones. So the logic of the birth control pill is let's just swamp the hormone system, just overwhelm it, saturate it, so it just doesn't know what to do and it just shuts down. That's how the birth control pill works. Now, when you think about it that way, that's what's happening pharmacologically. And when you think about it that way, you got to say, how could any doctor do that to a patient? And why would any patient do that? As convenient as the birth control pill is. And it's the same thing with pharmaceutical estrogen, and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy is only slightly better. And oh, more, if you're on other drugs, now you've added to the glucuronidation. Glucuronidation occurs with drugs, and it occurs with burnt byproducts and alcohol. A lot of things get glucuronidated, and the system can be overloaded. So if you are taking drugs or drinking alcohol or smoking cigarettes, by taking drugs I'm talking prescription drugs. I'm not just talking about illegal drugs, although those too, but I'm talking prescription drugs that we get from the doctor. Those have to be glucuronidated. You see how the system becomes overloaded. This is where we really run into health problems, and they don't show up on the side effect profile. You know, when a drug company does a side effect study, they do side effects on a certain dose of a certain drug. They don't take into account all the other drugs you're taking. They don't take into account the cigarette smoke and the lousy food and all the other ways, the liver problems, the intestinal problems, all the other things that happen to overload the body's detoxification systems that cause maybe heart diseases that have nothing to do with the side effect profile. You're more likely to get heart disease and have a heart attack, and you'll get a heart attack, and they'll say, well, we don't know what caused that heart attack, probably cholesterol. Nobody taking into account the whole nature of overwhelming the detox system so more toxicity builds up in the body. And nutritional deficiencies, by the way, also play a role because it takes nutrition to process all these toxins, for the detoxification system to do its work. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Got lines open at 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products or longevity business or our True Skin Health products or Common or Success Story or health challenge that you or a loved one may be dealing with, 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side, and we do have lines open for you. We'll get your calls here in just a sec. From the University of Punjab in Pakistan, I think I might have read this already, actually. I'll read it again. Vitamin D improves weight gain and brain development in malnourished children. Vitamin D is a building vitamin. I got a letter, an interesting letter a couple days ago about cholecalciferol, which is a form of vitamin D, which is, vitamin D comes in different forms, but it's the form you'll see in supplements. And it turns out that vitamin D is involved in calcium metabolism. By using high doses of vitamin D, you can actually induce changes in the way the bones process calcium that can cause death. And that's why cholecalciferol is used as a rodenticide. It's used to kill rats. So in a way, cholecalciferol, vitamin D, is rat poison. And so this guy wrote me a letter, and he wants to know if he should throw out all his vitamin D, or if he should get not use vitamin D, not use cholecalciferol. Now, it's kind of an interesting question, because if vitamin D, what is it with vitamin D? First of all, it would do something like that. Well, vitamin D is not really a vitamin. It's a hormone. It has hormone-like effects. Vitamins are completely benign, because vitamins are either used or not used. You can't overdose on a vitamin. However, you can theoretically overdose on a hormone, because hormones bypass the cell's wisdom. This is the problem, or one of the big problems I have with hormone replacement therapy, is hormones bypass the cell's wisdom. When you give a cell a vitamin, it's like saying, here's some raw material, do with it what you will, Mr. Cell. When you give it a hormone, you say, turn on. Hormones turn things on. The word hormone means I arouse to activity. I turn things on. Hormones are like switches. Actually, they're like plugs. They're like plugs that fit into sockets. A hormone's like a plug, and there's little sockets in a cell, and the plug sits in the socket, and the circuit is opened up, or a circuit is closed, maybe, is better off saying, that an electrical action occurs. The plug hits the socket, and electrical action occurs. That's called a hormone. That's how hormones work. Versus vitamins, which can be used or not used depending on what the cell needs. That's why you can take ridiculous amounts of vitamin C and ridiculous amounts of the B complex. You just pee them out. You can take ridiculous amounts of vitamin E, and your body will store it. Vitamin D and vitamin A act like hormones. They have hormone-like effects. And so you got to be a little bit careful with vitamin D and vitamin A. That's why the best way to get your vitamin D and vitamin A is from food. And the best way to get all your vitamins is from food, ideally. Unfortunately, they're not in foods. But vitamin D, you got another way to get vitamin D, and that is from the sun. And that's the best way to get your vitamin D. In fact, the vitamin D that comes in from the sun is of a better quality than the vitamin D that we get from food or from supplements. It's a form of vitamin D without getting into too much chemistry, it's a form of vitamin D that the body can use very readily. Actually, we talked about this before. A form of vitamin D that has more electrical activity, that can pass through liquids and the blood much more readily. And when you get your vitamin D from the sun, your body has a shutoff mechanism, so you won't get too much vitamin D. That's why you want to get out in the sun. And that's why this nonsense that you still hear from dermatologists about staying out of the sun is so unhelpful. It's so not healthy. It's so it deprives people of their best source of vitamin D. This dermatologist say, oh, you can get your vitamin D from supplements. No, you can't. I mean, you can, theoretically, but it's not going to be the same stuff. You also have to have your kidneys working well to maximize the benefit from vitamin D, your intestine, your liver. All of these systems have to be operating correctly, once again, because remember, it's a hormone. So once again, showing that there's more to supplementing, and there's more to good nutrition than just taking pills. The entire system has to be operating pristinely. The entire system, that includes the digestive system especially, which includes the liver. And, of course, probiotics are the key to the whole thing. Good bacteria are the key to the whole thing, especially when it comes to hormone processing, by the way, as we'll talk about tomorrow. Probiotics, the microbiome, plays a major role, major, major, major role when it comes to estrogen processing. Let me read one more here, and then we'll get your calls, 844-236-6010. This one's from, it seems like I've read these before. I'll read this one again. I don't know if I've read this before, but magic mushrooms might ease depression symptoms. Psilocybin, the main ingredient in magic mushrooms, may soothe symptoms of depression, according to a study. I think I did read this already. David Nutt, professor of psychopharmacology, that's an interesting name, David Nutt, professor of psychopharmacology at Imperial College of London, said, these initial findings are exciting and provide another treatment avenue to explore, unquote. And so what we find, again, is that drugs that are illegal, for whatever reason, taboo mostly, may have some benefits, and that's very unfortunate for people who are depressed. Magic mushrooms have been used to treat people who have who are dying of cancer, and it puts them in a better mood. Apparently, it puts them in a positive mood. Mushrooms, fungi, things that grow out of the ground. Once again, showing this absolute crazy, number one, craziness, and number two, unfairness of depriving people of things that can help them that grow right out of planet Earth, that were given to us out of planet Earth. Plants and vegetables are the gift of God's gift to us, and nobody has a right to deprive somebody of something that grows out of the ground that they can use for food or medicine. Nobody, no government. It's just rude. It's unfair and anti-human being, in my opinion. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Bob in Oregon and say good morning. What's up, Bob? How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I've been with Jungevity about 6 years, and I come across a really sticky one. I have a 17-year-old female. She's been through all the children's hospitals around here in Oregon and finally went to the Mayo Clinic. And here's what they came up with at the Mayo Clinic.
Yeah.
Idiopathic hypersomnia. She sleeps 20-plus hours a day.
She sleeps a lot?
Periodic. She sleeps.
She sleeps a lot. Okay. Okay. So let's. I love that diagnosis, though. That's really interesting. So it sounds idiopathetic because it's basically a pathetically idiotic diagnosis. But is that really idiopathic? Which means
idiopathic.
Right. Which means, you know what that means? Idiopathic.
No.
It means we have no idea what it is. Literally.
Okay.
Idio idea. I'm not kidding you. That's literally the Latin. Idiopathic means idio. We have no idea. Pathic means something's wrong. We have no ideas. It's just the idea-making mechanism is not working. When you hear idiopathic hypertension or idiopathic hypersomnia, idiopathic before a word, that means we have no idea. I'm not kidding. That's literally what it means. I'm not being facetious. It's literally what it means.
Sure.
And then hypersomnia, hyper means a lot, somnia means sleep. So they have the nerve to diagnose her with, we have no idea why you're sleeping a lot. That's a diagnosis. Bob, is this the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard? This is how doctors work. This is how the medical model works. This is how diagnosis works. All right, so hang on and we'll discuss when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side, and we do have lines open. 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Bob in Oregon about idiopathic hypersomnia. Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's needing to sleep a lot is kind of a generic symptom. You can't really pinpoint it to any one thing. It's a sign that the body is basically under duress. It's pooped. It's working hard. So the question is why is it working hard? Why? But it could be a lot of different things. Now, I'm assuming they check for the major things, like if there's any cancer going on or any immune activity going on. I'm assuming they check for all that stuff, and they didn't find anything. Is that correct?
They had two more periodic limb movement disorder, and I'm sure that's just because she's sleeping all the time, and autonomic dysfunction.
Okay, well, basically that means her nervous system's not working, but they're not saying why. That's what the idiopathic thing comes from. So it could be a lot of things. It could be nutritional deficiencies, number one. It could be digestive issues, number two. It could be liver issues or problems with the production of hormones at the level of the gonads or the adrenal glands, for that matter. It could be a whole bunch of stuff. What you need to see, and this is kind of an interesting question, actually, Bob. You got to collect dots. You got to triangulate. I haven't talked about this for a while, but it's a very important. This is how you assess a health challenge, in my opinion. You've got to look for multiple points of dysfunction, at least three. If you have one point of dysfunction, that doesn't give you enough data. It's really about data accumulation. You've got to look for other things that are going wrong in the body to form a picture. It's kind of like if you have a canvas, you have a whiteboard, and you put a dot in the middle of that whiteboard. You can't. That doesn't mean it. That's just a dot. But then if you put another dot, you can start to see a shape happening, maybe a line. You put a third dot, and it's called triangulation. You've got a shape. That's a triangle. You say, okay, that's a triangle. A dot is nothing, but three dots give you a triangle. You see what I'm saying? You got to have three dots. It's called triangulation. You got to have three dots to get a shape of what's happening. One dot doesn't give you enough information. There used to be a guy who used to paint on TV named Bob Ross. Do you know who Bob Ross is? You ever hear of Bob Ross?
I think so, yeah.
He'd paint, and he'd show you how easy it was to paint, and you put a little brush stroke, and it would be just a line, and you put another one, and all of a sudden you see, like, oh, my God, that's a tree, and another line, and oh, my God, that's a river. And it was always amazing how he did this. right? But by putting dots or pieces of data on a piece of paper, eventually you get a shape. That's what you're looking to do. This is how you this is the way you do medical forensics. Or medical, this is the way doctors should be working, is putting together symptoms to form a picture of what's happened. But we don't need doctors, we can do it ourselves. That's what we do on this program, and that's what I do when I'm talking on the phone to people, is I'm asking for multiple symptoms. Sleeping issues or one dot on the canvas, I don't have a picture there. It could be a million different things. Now, if you told me she had chronic constipation and she had sleeping issues, or if you told me she had brain fog, sleeping issues, and chronic constipation, now I've got a picture. If you tell me she had high blood pressure or had blood pressure problems and constipation and sleeping issue, now I've got a picture. I can start working. You follow me? However,
yeah, she has some other symptoms too.
There you go. Now, that's, you don't know what those are, or do you?
Yeah, chronic headaches. Okay. Symptomatic brain iron deficiency. Chronic.
Well, that's not a symptom. Brain iron deficiency is not a symptom, but chronic headache. What else?
Situational anxiety and depression.
Okay, now we're talking.
She's been 18 months now.
Now we're talking. So her adrenal glands are stressed out. Those are all signs of adrenal duress. Okay? So now we're dealing with adrenal duress. So now we've got to figure out what's the duress caused from. Okay? There's a couple things. There's psychological duress and there's physiologic duress. All right? The psychological duress, well, you know, this is the world we live in. It's very easy to become psychologically duressed. So that's something that needs to be addressed. There's always going to be that lurking behind any disease, and I don't talk about it a lot, but that's something that needs to be addressed. The second way the body is in duress here, or the adrenal glands are stressed out, is going to be blood sugar and digestion. Those are the two major things. Okay, so I'd be working on her blood sugar, keeping her blood sugar stable. If she goes into what's called hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, that can cause issues, chronic hypoglycemia. If her insulin is super sensitive, that can be a problem. So you got to work on the blood sugar. The way you do that is a couple things. First of all, you don't eat foods that spike your blood sugar, that induce hypoglycemia. That's the most obvious thing, and that's the desserts and the cakes and the fast-burning sugary foods, even cereals and grains. And then also use nutrients that potentize insulin so you don't need as much of it. Chromium, vanadium, the sweeties, B-complex. Especially B-complex. I'd be pounding the B-complex. Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a great source of B-complex. You can get a B100 capsule or tablet that you can use. You can use vegetable juices, which are good sources of, which is a good source of the B-complex. More protein and more fat, ketogenic diet. All of these are ways to stabilize blood sugar. And then the digestive system, of course. That's the major source of stress in the body. And if she's got any, I'd be looking for digestive problems. Absolutely. If you find those, then you've hit the nail on the head. So if you find digestive issues, but even if you don't, just work on the digestive system, probiotics, good bacteria, less food, grinding up food, using more fiber, fermented foods, that kind of thing. Anything you do for digestive health. So all the sleeping issue by itself doesn't give us enough information, but the fact that she's got headaches and the fact that she's got, what was the other thing you said? You said headaches and something else. I forgot what you said, but whatever whatever it was, those lead me to believe that her adrenal glands are stressed out, that she's stressed. How's her skin, by the way?
You know, I don't know. I know her dad really well. And
okay. Ask about skin, okay. And ask about digestion. Both of those are two very important pieces of information. Interesting, because the digestive system and the skin are very similar. So things that happen in the digestive system and things you can extrapolate from things that happen in one system, in digestion, to the skin and vice versa. So those two kind of systems go together, the skin and the digestive system. And those are also very good points of information. And that information I just gave you, Bob, you can use that for everybody. You can use that for everything. Mm-hmm. Look for multiple symptoms, triangulate, focus on digestion, and if worse comes to worse and you only have one point or maybe 2 points, and you're always, things don't happen just one at a time. That's the definition of a system. The definition of a system is everything is connected to everything else. You see what I'm saying? So things don't happen one at a time. Nobody just has fibromyalgia. Nobody just has sleeping issues. Nobody just has fibrosis. You have multiple symptoms going on because the body is a system. It's like a field. It's like first base is connected to second base is connected to third base.
It's all connected to each other. The heart is connected to the liver, is connected to the adrenals, is connected to the nervous system, is connected to the skeletal system, et cetera, et cetera. So this idea, this reductionist, that's what reductionism is, this reductionist idea that you can just isolate specific parts, which is how the medical model works, is a complete fallacy. And it is nothing it can be, the failure of the medical model can be laid directly on the doorstep of this idea that we can separate the body into parts, that we can just treat a sleeping issue, that we can just treat hypertension. That's why they call it idiopathic, is because they don't see all the connecting parts. They just see the sleeping issue. They don't see the web-like nature of symptomology, how it's all connected to everything else. So they call it idiopathic. Well, we don't know what caused it. It just happened. That's what idiopathic means. Yeah, it just happened. Yeah. So, all right? Does that help you? I hope you can take some of that information and, you know, use it. In addition to it just being theoretical, you can use some of those practical ideas. Blood sugar, work on the digestive system, B vitamins, et cetera. You know what else? Moving the circulatory system, amping up the zeta potential, the electrical energy in the circulatory system can help. So get her moving. Get her on a rebounder. Get her on some kind of exercise program. Resistance training. Have her build her body up. That could be another strategy. Okay. And don't underestimate the psychological issues. It's a coping mechanism to feel tired. It's a way of coping with psychological duress to just feel tired. A lot of depressed people feel tired all the time. So that can happen. You know, hypersomnia can be a sign of depression. And it could be something like that. And depression, you know, while it does have some, obviously has some physical correlates, is really something that has to be addressed at that level if you have depression. In addition to doing things physically, you always have to deal with emotional issues at that level, not just physiologically. But I hope that helps, Bob. Thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it. And that
you
is bet. It.
Do you have, is this archived?
Yeah, absolutely it's archived. Go to BenFuchsArchives.com. All the shows are archived.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Bob. Take care. All right, that's it for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. Please check out my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products, and truthtreatments.com for all our Truth Skin Health products. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We will talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.